to the 8th St. Nick's podcast. Today we'll be listening to an interview with Mr. DD about the Growing Beards competition, then some animal jokes from Aaron, after that the weekly competition with Marcus and Chris, fourth the do's and don'ts of the jungle, and finally some fascinating world records.
Prostrate Cancer Charity.
Who do you think has the best moustache?
So far, I would say it's difficult. I would say it's a toss-up between Mr. Carter and Mr. Drysdale.
How long has this been going on for?
Well, in terms of my beard, probably too long. 2 weeks I've been struggling to grow a beard, I think.
Is there a website for people to vote for their favourite?
It's completely correct. www.mobros.blogspot.com.
Who's involved?
All the male staff under the age of 100 at St. Leon's School.
Have you had any funny looks from comments?
Yes, quite a lot. People have mostly been saying, Mr. Dreiser, we're wondering whether you can grow a beard. That was the first question. And two, you look a bit ugly with one. And not much better without one.
Thank you. That's all from us. Goodbye.
Well, thank you very much. Bye-bye. Have a good time.
I'm Aaron, and I'm going to tell you some jokes today. They're all animal crannies, you know. Paddy went to a riding stable and hired a horse. Hold on a moment, said the assistant as he helped him on the horse. Aren't you putting the saddle on backwards? You don't even know which way I want to go. The second joke. You're in the Wild West Saloon and little Peter's just come in. The swing doors of the Wild West Saloon crashed open and in came little Pete. Black with fury. All right, he raged. All right, who did it? What Godan's vomit painted my horse blue? And a huge figure of Smelly Jake, famous gunfighter, and town baddie rose. It was me, you shrimp, he drawled, bunching his gigantic fists. All I wanted to say was, when are you going to give it another coat? That's all. From Aaron. See you again and tune in for some more jokes. Bye-bye!
Hey, and welcome back from Chris.
And Marcus. Have you thought up an answer to the riddle?
Come on, you've had a week. Yes, a whole week to think up the answer, so too bad if you haven't sent it in.
Here's a reminder of last week's riddle.
Ben had some fireworks. Daisy has twice as many fireworks as Ben. Johnny has 10 more than Ben. Altogether, they have 50 fireworks. How many does each person have?
And the answer is...
Ben has 10, Daisy has 20, and Johnny has 20. Now that was peasy. You've got no excuse to get that wrong. No, not at all.
Okay, Chris, that'll do. Now for the new one.
Two children just finished playing in the cellar. The face of one of them was covered with dust, but the other one's face remained quite clean. Yet it was the child with the clean face who went to wash himself. Why is this?
If you think you know the answer, just as usual, send it in to the email address provided.
And make sure you tune in next week for the answer to the riddle. See you next time.
Bye for now.
Three do's and don'ts of the jungle. P.S. Please don't use our advice. 1. If you're about to be eaten by a crocodile, stick a stick in his mouth. Hey, I'm gonna go and eat that kid over here. Hey, don't mess with him. He's got sticks. Sticks, I tell you. 2. If you're about to be trampled by a rhino, stand right in front of its nose so it can't see you. Charge! Hey, where'd it go? 3. Last of all, never play cards with a cheetah. Hey, got any diamonds?
Go fish! That's all from us.
Bye! Bye.
Welcome to the display of world records that we're going to do to you. My name's Angus.
And my name's Robin.
Did you know that the longest distance covered on a jet ski in 24 hours is 604.6 miles?
Wow, that's a lot.
And did you know that the longest skateboard in the world is 9.17 meters long?
And also, did you know the longest skis are 104.8 meters with 101 skiers riding at one time? And did you know that the largest ski lesson has got 359 skiers in and one man was teaching all of them? And did you know that the longest cricket game is 35 hours? Well, that's it from us. Oh yeah, please don't try these stunts at home. Try them in your neighbour's house. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you very much, Rory and Angus. Unfortunately, that brings us to the end of our podcast. We hope you have enjoyed this week's show. If you want more of this, please download the next show coming soon. Or subscribe to us on iTunes now. Goodbye from the team. Bye for now.
Was to say, when are you going to give it another horse? No,
Matt.
Why would you give a horse?